Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day.
The Rich Eisen Show.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
A Goodfellas poster that I've had for ever.
Really? This is not my signature.
Because it's signed by you, De Niro, and Pesci, and I spent at least four figures on this thing.
Get out of here.
Yes.
You're a sucker.
Today's guests, Pro Football Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz, NBC Sports host and broadcaster Mike Tirico, plus Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Mike Tirico is still on the air with the Indianapolis 500 coverage that's going on our family of networks here on NBC Sports on Peacock. He was slated to join us in 20 minutes. Once he gets off the air is when he'll call in to help promote everything for NBC Sports and NBC Sports on Peacock. So Anthony Munoz is going to be joining us shortly on this program. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've got Mike Williams of the Los Angeles Chargers, who will be making his way to a telephone at the top of hour number three here on this Friday, taking us into Memorial Day weekend. Chris Brockman and Jay Felly in their usual spots. Good to see them. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson, where you are.
Thanks, Rich. Is Tirico big leaguing you already?
No.
Just putting it in, rubbing it in your face?
The only way to confirm that is to see, is it not raining in Indianapolis right now? Because I guess that you can confirm that. It is raining in Indianapolis right now. So, but thank you for trying to stir it up. I mean, what are you trying to do over there?
I don't know, man.
Tirico and I go way back.
I know. I get it. Okay. I just thrive in conflict.
So,
it's raining sideways.
Thank you very much. Can confirm. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this program. We had a fun first hour with an NFL version of What's More Likely. If you missed any of it, youtube.com/RichEisenShow. For all of your needs. But joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is a Pro Football Hall of Famer who is, he's got a new title. He's got a new title involved with the good folks in Canton, Ohio at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is the Chief Football Relations Officer. What is that? The CFRO. The CFRO. Pro Football Hall of Fame, our friend Anthony Munoz back here on the show. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing great, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know what I was thinking about this morning? I woke up, I'm like, you know what? I need some football relations.
Who does?
Well, you got it. You got it today. new job. Did I ever think that this would happen at my age? No, but I got to tell you, I am so excited about it. I'm excited. I love everything about the Hall. And I love that I'm going to be representing everything about the Hall and working with Jim Porter. And, I tell people, other than getting to Cincinnati at the age of 21 and having to earn a job on the field, the first time in my life that I interviewed for a job at the age of 63. Go figure. And it was fun. Of course, the position I was offered and I accepted, it's unbelievable to be representing them and in that chief football relationship officer. Okay. So I'm ready to roll.
What does football relations entail? What is that? What's your gig about, Anthony?
Well, it's interesting because they sent me like a two-page job description perspective, and I took every paragraph and I wrote notes by every paragraph. And it's something I've been doing the last 20, 25 years. It's all about, okay, representing the Hall, of course, national media, working with the president, development, sponsorship, relationship with the NFL office, Goodell, Commissioner Goodell and his staff, O'Reilly and, Abatante. I've been working with those guys for 20, 25 years, relationships with NFL cities. I've been in 30 of the 32 NFL cities doing fan development, Hispanic heritage camps, character development. working with my fellow Hall of Famers. I love them all. Working with the staff at the Hall of Fame. So it's just a national, it's a variety of things that I love doing. So that's what the job entitles, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, fantastic, Anthony Munoz. And first up on your list here is the Fatherhood Festival at the Hall of Fame Village in Canton. What's this about coming up in the middle of June?
Well, we've got a great event taking place, Father's Day weekend, June 17th, 18th, and 19th, there at the Hall of Fame Village. And it's just an opportunity for fathers to engage with their kids. You know, we know in this country, it's no secret that, you know, dads need to step up. You know, we lack a lot of that, you know, that fatherhood in the homes. This is an opportunity for dads to reengage, to engage, to just put all the stuff away that, you know, we understand there's, you know, there's an obligation to provide for your family. But this is a weekend to come up there with your kids. And just Friday night, we're trying to have like the biggest movie viewing in the country. And it's, you know him well, American Underdog, man. We're showing the movie. Hopefully we can fill Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium Friday night. Saturday, full day of just on the field activities with dads and kids. And we're not eliminating the moms. We're going to have three or four tents set up. We're going to have the mom huddles. They're going to be pampered, you know. Pedicures, manicures, we're going to do everything for the moms. But and then, you know, Saturday night we have a concert, Jordan Davis. So it's just a great weekend, Rich, for dads. Again, like I said, to continue to engage, but even to re-engage with your kids and to have a lot of great experiences with their kids that weekend. So you can go to www.fatherhoodfestival.com. And just see what we're doing up there.
A couple things. Jordan Davis, you're not referring to the new Philadelphia Eagle from the Georgia Bulldogs, right? You're not referring to that Jordan Davis, correct?
Well, if he performed, we might get him to do a concert, but it's a country western singer.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then also, Anthony, if I'm there, I'll be very honest with you. I'd want it on the manicure pedicure, too. I mean, I'll be honest.
Well, you and me can, if you're there, we can kind of slip over there. I need some help with these hands. Maybe they can straighten my fingers out and work on my nails at the same time.
I don't know if you're aware, Anthony. I'm the Chief Spa Relations Officer of the Rich Eisen Show. That's my title.
Job there.
That's right. My nickname in high school was Deep Tissue, Rich Deep Tissue Eisen. That was me back in the day.
I'll tell you what, I lost the guy after about 32 years. He moved to Connecticut with his kids.
Yeah.
And I used to have him here. I saw him since I was probably year 10 in the league. And I saw him up until 2 years ago when he left. And I'm thinking, I need to get a recommendation from you. I need a deep tissue guy.
Chief Relations, Chief Football Relations Officer Anthony Munoz here on the Rich Eisen Show. So part of the Fatherhood Festival, could that be Joe Burrow against the Ravens? Because he was their daddy last year.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to touch that one. He's already kind of had his say with that. I guess he's already let them know. I think that little banter going on not too long ago. But, hey, you know, if that's what it takes, I'd love to see him do that. Six times in the AFC North and quite a few other times. And I'm excited. At least he's got some help, Rich. I tell you what, early free agent, Collins, Kappa, Karras, offensive lineman, I'm sure he's happy. But as a former Bengals, as a former offensive lineman, as someone that saw Joe get hurt or hit way too many times, I'm excited they signed those guys.
Well, I mean, it seems to me Anthony, that I'll say the words out loud, even though I know in football you shouldn't say these sorts of things. It seems like they're set. It seems like they're set at pretty much maybe every position right now. Every team does have a weakness, but we all saw what happened with the Bengals last playoffs season and what their biggest weakness was. And it sure looks like they handled the offensive line in this offseason. What do you think, Anthony, about that?
Well, I agree with you, Rich. I mean, the fact that they didn't wait until the draft, that they addressed that weakness right away. I mean, you know, Kappa and Karras both have Super Bowl rings with some guy that's Brady, I guess, is the quarterback that they played with in the Super Bowl. They got rings, you know, Tampa and New England. Then Collins, I think, you know, he's a pretty good player. I guess the main thing is he's got to stay healthy. You know, we lose Yazama. Right away, they sign Hurst, who's a former number one pick. So, yeah, you know, and it gave them an opportunity in the draft to go get some guys, you know, some backup guys, some multi-position guys. So I love what they're doing. And, you know, Zach said before last year, people were complaining because, you know, had 2 years that they were struggling. He said, just believe in the process. And they continue to have that process in place. And I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with Zach. I'm impressed with the staff. And I'm impressed with what they've done so far early in the offseason, getting ready for this next year, coming off that loss in the Super Bowl. So, you know, to say they're set, I mean, that's good, but they're really making the right moves here in the offseason.
Any relations, any football relations with you and Burrow? Any connection with you and the generationally talented kid who appears to be all that, Anthony?
Well, now that we're out of COVID, hopefully it continues to build. I can say that I supplied him a very, very, very nice box of cigars before the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's a little relations there, you know, building a relationship. And, you know, I had a buddy who saw him light up and said, you know, I don't know if he's smoking very good cigars. You know, he said he had that one for quite a while. So, so I'm trying to, you know, build that relationship with him. And, you know, so hopefully they were he enjoyed the cigars that I supplied him right before the and I got to admit, Rich, I wouldn't do this for just anyone. I text Joe and he was busy. I said, okay, I'm going to drive, and I live about 20 miles from the stadium. I actually drove to the stadium, dropped them off at security for him, and said, make sure Joe gets these. Now you have to understand, it's got to be a quarterback, and I did it. So you know, I think that's. Is that considered building relationships?
Yes, it is, Anthony. It sure is. And it also is, once again, you know what it takes to protect a quarterback, no matter what. You just have that you have that gene in you. There's just no question about it. Who did you go in, Anthony Munoz, a few more minutes left, with the Pro Football Hall of Famer and Chief Football Relations Officer of the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Who did you go in the hall with? Who did you go in with back in the day?
You know, it's amazing you ask that, because, you know, we talked about an event at the Hall of Fame during Father's Day weekend, and he will actually be a co-host with me. One of my teammates or one of my classmates, remember the eyes, number 50, Chicago Bears, Mike Singletary. Mm. So I went in with Mike Singletary, Dwight Stevenson, pretty good offensive center from the Dolphins, Paul Krause, you know, defensive back, Vikings, Redskins, Tommy McDonald. Was another one who we lost a couple years ago, Cowboys and Eagles. So that was my class. I mean, pretty good class. They're great guys. And so Mike Singletary and I will be the co-hosts for this Fatherhood Festival at the Hall of Fame.
That's Tommy McDonald, man. He was the funniest. Oh. Did you get a chest bump from him that day? Did you get that one?
Got a chest bump from him, and I thought he was going to toss us the boombox. Remember the boombox he brought out?
That's right.
And I thought he was going to toss the bust at it. And we're like, no, no, leave the bust on the platform. Yeah, I definitely got a chest bump from him.
All right, Anthony, great to connect with you all the time. Anytime you want to promote anything, you want to continue your tour of football relations, you've got a seat here on my show any single time. Fatherhoodfestival.com. If you're in the area, want to hang out with some Pro Football Hall of Famers at the beautiful spot in Canton, Ohio on Father's Day weekend. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, Rich, thank you. Always great talking to you.
You got it, Anthony. And maybe next time I see you, we'll be at the Hall of Fame in August. Just heads up on this, Anthony, since you are in charge of football relations and relations, okay. I might need your help that weekend for the jacket dinner, because this is the first time I'm showing up there in 8 years, fresh off a Michigan win over Ohio State, and I might need some protection that weekend, okay? With what I'm going to say.
Consider it done.
Appreciate it.
I'll have to, you know, I'll be real careful about it, because, you know, I'm just south of Columbus.
I know.
And my daughter graduated, played hoop at Ohio State, but I'll take care of you.
I appreciate that, Anthony. Again, it's all about the relations. Okay. It's about the relations, that's and right, I might need some help on that front, because it's going to be tough.
You got me. Just look me up, and I'm there for you.
I know where to find you. Anthony Munoz, Pro Football Hall of Famer here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's going to be, as the kids say, lit.
When you troll all the Ohio State people at the Hall of Fame.
Because yes. Think, Brockman, he talked trash when Michigan wasn't winning that game. So, I don't.
Oh, no. I've been to several of these dinners. It's one of the most fun events in Canton.
It's amazing.
That whole
you
week.
Are
it's
fantastic
amazing.
Hosting it, by
Thank
the way.
You.
But you talk trash when you were on like a 7-year losing
the
streak.
The best thing is like Rich will count and he'll be like, yes, that's 5, the number after 4. Like he'll do things
well,
like
I'll
that.
I'll say that for, yeah, it's number 5. The, I don't know.
It's great.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
I think the sneakiest way I ever made that joke. I do the same joke every single every year, single where year. Whatever number is brought up, I'll right. say that's the number for such and such. Right. But for you Ohio State fans, if it's 5, for you Ohio State fans, it's the number between 4 and 6.
Right.
They remember they used to get. Do you have a beer stein? Do you have the beer stein?
I do. Have a beer. Yeah.
So they used to give away a beer stein. At every, they still do mm-hmm. On the tables.
Yeah, they still do.
So that's
so. This is the one from the last one we went to, 2019.
Okay, and who's on that class?
Ed Reed. This is a great class. Ty Law, Ed Reed, Champ Bailey, Tony G, Kevin Mawai.
Damn.
Great class.
Yeah. So there's the beer stein for it. And so they would tell me right before someone from the Chamber of Commerce would say, okay, we're going to have a giveaway. Whoever's in seat 4 at the table. So can you announce whoever's in seat 4, you know, at the table wins the stein? So I'd say at C4, that's for you, Ohio State fans, and we're between 3 and 5. So I just hope that.
And they all laugh. They all give good sports.
Let me make sure. Are there?
Well, they are because.
Well, because yeah, because they won.
Yeah, they'd be winning all the time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Chris, this is going to be different because now he's going to talk that talk, and now that they're a basketball school, you know, the Ohio State, they're not a football school
hoping,
anymore.
Can we look up, is there anybody in this year's Pro Football Hall of Fame class who wore the number 42?
Okay, all right, hold on.
That would be great, because that's my way, and I'm just telegraphing my gag in advance. Because 42 is the number of points Michigan put on Ohio State this year.
Oh, geez, okay.
So
we have Boselli wore 71.
Okay.
Leroy
Hold
Butler.
Hold on a minute, 71. Oh, so close to being the total of that game. It was 69.
What was Leroy Butler? Was
Leroy Butler was like 36 or something like that.
Well, yeah, Michigan had 36 at one point, but they scored another touchdown.
Sam Mills is 51.
Yeah, Sam Mills 51.
Michigan could have had 3 more field goals and gotten that number.
Big Dick Seymour was 93.
Oh.
Bryant Young, 97.
Almost if you reversed his number, but we had another field goal. 97.
Did Dick Vermeil cry 42 times during a post-game?
Cliff Branch was 21.
21. Yeah. What's doubled Cliff Branch? The amount of points Michigan scored.
See what I'm saying? Like this is these jokes are going to hit differently this year. So what I suggest is I send my boy Tadal there with you as security just to have your back, Rich.
Here we go,
we
Rich.
Need you to come back.
Yeah, here we go, Rich.
Yeah.
Richard Seymour
yes.
minus Sam Mills
equals 42.
Is 42.
Hey. You take Richard Seymour's number and you subtract Sam Mills' number. You get the number of points Michigan scored against Ohio State this year. Oh, that's
boo!
Good. No. Yay.
Tomato, boo.
And then, you know, the commissioner, Roger, will be laughing.
Willie?
Hey.
Willie? He probably would be.
The mayor of Canton just like
rolls his eyes. I know. Like I said, this guy.
Chris, these jokes are going to hit completely different this year.
Well, right? You and I will be laughing.
are we going, by the way?
I don't.
Let's work on it.
I don't know. What's more likely? No.
A trip to Nashville this summer or a trip to Canton?
Oh, my goodness.
Look, we'll pay our own airfare one way.
Don't offer any of that to him.
Just one way.
One way.
On the way back.
Don't offer that to him. I just took everyone to New York.
And we appreciate
it. And it was a great time.
It was.
I can't get over that bread, man.
Oh, that bread was
the bread and cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
At Locanda Verde. That's why Susie ordered 6.
I know. Matter of fact, I'm going to call Susie.
And Brockman had a third of them.
I easily ate 1.5 myself.
You think if I text Susie and see if they could send her some, like, frozen? She could get that done, right?
Susie can get anything
That's
done.
That's what I'm saying.
As you
I'm
know.
I'm going to hit her
Heard
up.
Heard that.
I need that bread in my life.
She can get anything
Except
done.
Except get you a higher Uber rate.
I'm married. We tried it.
Too soon. Sorry, it was too
We tried,
easy.
Though.
It was too easy.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Yeah, there's lots to talk
about. Josh McDaniels has spoken about the Colin Kaepernick Colin Kaepernick tryout.
The backlash?
What is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? What is happening over
so
there?
So much.
There's What's going on?
I'm just styled.
Honestly, you just look at the Twitter feed right now. I'm at my peak wokeness. Take a look what people are responding to me right now.
You know what?
They're going to do that anyway. So
we don't want those people.
I got to keep it light. Musk could have said that.
Can I say a tease about what's coming next without you bringing back an unfortunate misspeak by me yesterday that I thought nobody would catch, and then you did an immediate call it out, and then bring it back a day later for somebody who might have missed it.
My timing's impeccable.
The hell's the matter?
Not great.
The hell going on?
The hell going on is right. Well, we find out that Josh McDaniels treats the media has a different touch with the media than Belichick. We all can also found because again he's not used to speaking in front of cameras.
Not every day, yeah.
So we found out the way that he's dealing with the media, and if I'm not mistaken, I've been told he has reached into the Rich Eisen Show favorite coaching cliche grab bag and used one of them.
Love it.
So, if you missed what McDaniels had to say about the Colin Kaepernick workout, please stay tuned for that. And I need to make sure I'm enunciating everything I say.
Yep.
Don't listen to
him. Look at this guy over there. That guy.
Don't listen to him.
That guy. Miami needs more stars.
So does Luca.
Why are you trying to hurt me?
That's right. Did Embiid say anything about that last night?
I don't know.
Luca definitely does. All right, before we do, I want to tell you about my Callaway Rogue Irons that's in my bag, man. Oh, yeah. The Rogue ST Irons that I've been talking to you about for weeks, they come in four different offerings. There is an offering there for you. However your game needs help, the Rogue ST Irons, each model uses artificial intelligence on high-strength 450 steel. It's the only irons ever to do so. The most popular iron of the bunch is the Rogue ST Max, designed for the widest range of players. It's what I use. The Rogue ST Pro, that's for a low to mid single digit handicapper, which I am not. Callaway's best game improvement model, that's the Max OS, mid to high handicappers. That gives you total forgiveness with high launch, wide soles, and enhanced offset. I thought, is that what the Llama also promised Carl Spackler once upon a time? Total forgiveness? There's the Max OS Lite, their most forgiving high launch iron. No other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Go check out to find out which Rogue ST iron fits your game best. CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Terrestrial Radio Network, especially to our friends who listen to us every single day on Raider Nation Radio.
We are.
Because I have an idea.
Well, because we're about to talk about the Raiders. I teased that the Raiders,
of course.
And they had no idea coming out of break we weren't going to get immediately to the Raiders Colin Kaepernick tryout. But the fact that Jay Felly's going to spend Memorial Day weekend on a bender for a bachelor party. With 13 other guys Airbnb in Las Vegas, and I'm wondering, is the Airbnb called the Win? what fits 13 guys? What do we got here?
We got a nice little mini mansion.
Okay.
And you said there's enough beds for everybody.
Mike Tyson's cockatoo is there as well. Is it a tiger? What is it? Okay, so you have the floor. So you're all hanging there and you're ordering in.
We got our own pool. I mean, we're going to go to the strip. We're going to gamble.
Okay.
I kind of took care of all the plans and then said, everyone, once we get there, you decide what we're doing. My credit card's on the house.
So
noise after nine. Sick. I just let
Are you the best
know.
Man?
There's no bridal party, but I'm stuck with everything so far. So, yes.
What do you mean there's no bridal party?
They chose no bridal parties.
What do you mean?
That was just their idea.
They were like, let's not have bridal parties. And I'm like,
so they're just going to
why am I doing all the work?
How is this 13 people? We couldn't like whittle this down to eight or so?
Baker's dozen.
River invited himself. Stuff like that.
Oh, man.
But right, we're happy to have him.
Okay. No, you're not.
No.
So speaking of this guy, River. The River is the one with the show logo tat, you know, on the backside, right?
Right.
So, you know, I have an idea. Okay. You seen that movie Up in the Air where Clooney travels around and then he has his sister has him take the cardboard cutout
of
them.
Flat Stanley.
Yeah.
And put the picture, all these monuments.
Like a Flat Stanley. It's a Flat Stanley.
Oh, I was thinking the air up there.
Okay.
That's Kevin Bacon.
That's what Jamaican basketball
is. Can we have like Rivers tattoo in front of all the Vegas landmarks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen this weekend.
That's what I mean.
Do we really want that, though? Where are we going to post it?
Can you bebop Rivers all around
Vegas? We can airbrush out like a crack.
We don't need to. We don't need this.
In front of,
it's a terrible idea.
I don't know. I think it's kind
of terrible idea.
Oh, you want pictures of him?
Yeah.
In front of, but with the logo.
With the logo.
With the logo
out. So, pant down.
He could get arrested for this, Chris.
I mean,
in front of
I'm hoping he keeps his pants down.
Getting arrested in Vegas for that?
For indecent exposure?
I've been arrested for less.
Excuse me. I would call that, it's the Rich Eisen show logo. It's very decent exposure.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
What's more decent than our show logo?
Well, that's someone's
very,
cheap.
That's very, very wholesome.
Yeah.
Look at that form. That could be River's excuse when he's getting huff slapped on him. Okay.
No, Rich Eisen told me to do it.
Just like a quick pull down photo. Quick pull photo.
I'll take care of that for you.
Okay. Great.
Very good.
And again, Brockman, I set Rich up for his favorite line, which is what I was doing this weekend, and he...
Ashton?
Yeah, probably not.
You hanging with Ashton? What's Ashton doing this weekend?
I have no idea.
Let's call him. How has he not been on the show yet?
He said he's going to come.
Oh,
he's been on the show.
That's the most Hollywood thing. There's that. Sure.
He came on the show.
We're going to get together.
Yeah, it's the camera on thing.
We'll get together. Yeah, we'll get together. We'll do that. Come out to the coast.
He came on last St. Patrick's Day.
You don't even know.
When did he come on at St. Patrick's Day?
He called in last St. Patrick's Day.
Did we call him out to call in? What was he calling in for?
No, he called into he was a guest. His name was on the board.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a movie coming out at the end of this year. He said it'll come on.
Well, I know that one member of his family enjoys the timbre of my voice. So
his wife, yes,
my wife. Okay, let's get to the sports that we were teasing. Colin Kaepernick with his tryout in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now what? That's the question. Now what happens? The Raiders have Derek Carr. By the way, I was saying yesterday it's Derek Carr's team and the contract shows it. Do you know the contract offers no guaranteed money for Derek Carr after 2022?
That's not good for Derek Carr.
So there's even, and the reason why I was reading about that in particular yesterday is, you know, could Kaepernick be potentially at age 34? I doubt it. A guy that they view as a long-term option? In case he can blossom into it. There's a lot of conversation about it. Or is he the guy to make sure that the season can get to where it can go based on the roster that's built there? As you know, I've chosen the Raiders this month, many months removed from the kickoff of the season. I chose the Raiders to win this very deep division. I did that last month, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken.
You did. I was bold.
So What now? Like, what? You got Nick Mullins there, and you got Jared Stidham there, and Kaepernick, I would think, is an upgrade. You know, the 29-year-old version of him. What about the 34-year-old version of him? We need to know what he looks like. So let's ask the coach. Josh McDaniels, everybody. This is what he had to say when asked about the workout, and listen for one of the phrase that pays here on the program. Should I set up one of the phrase that pays? In advance?
Sure.
Should I do that? Okay. Yeah, as Mike McDaniel knows, before we hear from McDaniels, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, I told him the three favorite coaching cliches of the Rich Eisen show are, it is what it is, which is just a way for everyone to explain, like, this is the situation. You don't have to get deeper into the situation. You go ahead. It is what it is. Also, there is, I don't have a crystal ball. How's it going to work out, coach? What are you going to do if such and such things happens? But I don't have a crystal ball. Please. Okay. And then the third thing is you can control only what you can control, folks. That's it. All right. I tell my guys that all the time. Just lock out all the noise, which is kind of a distant cousin of control what you can control. I tell my guys, lock it all out. Just control what you control, which is another way of saying do your job, I would think, right? But that gets substituted at this very time of the year in case there are holdouts normally. Like, for instance, hey, Cliff Kingsbury, what's going on with Kyler Murray? Why isn't he here? I'm only talking about the guys who are here today. That's the way you can skate. You don't delve into all that stuff about why there might be a holdout. But McDaniels just went next level using one of these cliches to skirt the issue of giving details about this workout. It's all we want are details. Just give me details, Josh. Roll it.
Just a standard procedure. We will only talk about the people that are on our team. I mean, Dave and his staff have worked out tons of guys, you know, this spring. And we really don't make comments about the evaluations that we made or, you know, what they look like, what they didn't look like, strengths and weaknesses, those kind of things. They're kind of, you know, private, obviously, for us as we look at things to try to make decisions to make the team better. And, you know, if players are added to the team, then obviously we'll talk about them at that point. But, you know, I respect the question 100%. I understand. But that's kind of what we'll stick to.
What did you want to bring him in for a workout?
We brought in tons of people.
It's not just him, it's a bunch of people.
And if there's an opportunity to improve the team, you know, we said it from day one that we would look at every opportunity, and you know, he's not the first player that we looked at, not the last one. So there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna come in and out of this building, and
it's a lot of people,
you know, have an opportunity to make an impression. And like I said, the evaluations we make are kind of private for us, and you know, if we make a decision to add somebody to the team, then we'll do it.
Okay, a couple things here. First things first, just the visual of it. Is he pulling a Nick Saban, putting an official drink of the organization on the podium?
Well, there wasn't enough tapping. There was not on the podium.
No podium tapping. And no ites.
Not enough ites.
Not ites.
I mean, Josh is not from the South,
right?
Obviously,
okay, that's one thing to put it right there. Yeah. He's not telling us anything.
No, of course not.
He could say he looked really good. He could tell us what he looked like, but he's just like, I'm only talking about the guys who are here on our team.
On the roster.
If we add somebody, we'll talk about them. And in terms of that, you know, we talked about, so why give him a workout? Well, we work out a lot of guys.
We work out a lot of guys.
Yeah, just the other guys that we worked out just haven't been blackballed from the league for 5 years. That's why he said he respected the question, which is good. Belichick does that every now and then, right? Like, I understand why you're asking it.
Because
if he went full Belichick, Belichick doesn't use the cliches. He doesn't need to go to the cliches. He just shuts it down.
No, like, you know, yesterday, like you said, like, what plays?
Mini camp plays. What are you going for the World Series for, Earl?
Yeah.
Effing up World Series?
Like, what plays?
Mini camp plays?
What plays? So, you know, Josh is the evolution of the
ask
Belichick.
Ask me the question. I'll tell you how Belichick would handle it. Go,
Rich, how would Belichick answer this?
No. Just ask me the question. We're role-playing, Chris.
We're role-playing.
Ask me the question.
You were mixing around.
I understand. Maybe I wasn't clear. Let's role-play, Chris. Go for it. Ask me the question.
The Kaepernick question or the play
Kaepernick question.
Hey, Rich, why would you work out
I'm not
Kaepernick?
Rich. I'm not... If you're gonna talk, let's come on.
I didn't get the proper sides in the email, okay?
Improv, baby.
I didn't get the proper sides.
It's improv.
Hey, yes. Josh, yes. How did Kaepernick?
We're talking about McDaniel.
No, I am playing Belichick. You ask me the question as if I am Bill. The same question that was just asked to Josh. Go.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
How did Kaepernick look in the workout? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
we don't talk about those things here.
But you had him in here, right? He worked out?
Well, I mean, we have a bunch of guys in here.
Why would you need to work out a quarterback if you already have some on the roster?
We're always looking to improve the team, but if we, you know, we'll keep you up to date on information you need to know.
What are the chances he, you know, gets signed at some point in the future?
Oh, I just... don't really have anything to say about it.
Then why would you have him come in for a workout, you know, at all?
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about our workouts. We don't do that here. And scene.
I have no explanation for what happened.
There you go.
I mean, we eventually got where we were going.
So he doesn't have a crystal ball, McDaniels. But I've got a magic eight ball. Here we go.
Right.
Here
nice.
We
go.
We need some eight ball. We need some eight ball music.
I was just about
play
to
play the Scarface theme.
Will
play the Scarface.
The Raiders sign Kaepernick. It says, hold on a minute, there's a bubble situation here. I shook it too damn hard. Ask again later. Ask again later. This thing, huh?
Gosh.
This thing.
Like later in a couple minutes.
The eight ball doesn't have a crystal. The eight ball just said it doesn't have a crystal ball. Ask you then later. I don't have a crystal ball.
What are you asking me for?
What do you have to have a magic eight ball where the only answers are the cliches? Oh, can we get that made? Who makes these things? So,
as soon as you put it out there, someone's going to send us one. So
we could probably take it apart and put it back together.
I don't know. That's like octopus ink in there.
We should get one of these things where the only answers are the coaching cliches. Oh, man.
Somebody make that for
us. And then you know what we should do?
Come on, Hasbro. Is it a Hasbro thing? I'm just throwing it out.
Once we get it made, our prototype, we get 32 made and send it to every team.
That's right.
And then every presser.
With our logo on it.
Right.
And we have it sitting like a Gatorade bottle. We just have it sitting there at
Why
the table.
Why are we giving away these
Mattel.
Ideas for free?
It's Mattel. It's the.
They have an office building
right down the street.
Let's go.
After work. Let's wait till Tuesday. Let's wait till Tuesday because they're probably, you know, because it's the weekend and then Monday they won't be there. So like Tuesday. Yeah. We'll have enough time to drop something.
It's Friday.
All right, we're going to take a break. It's TJ Jefferson's big-ass grab bag on a Friday before Mike Williams of the Los Angeles Chargers joins us. And we're still waiting to find out, are we really, we're at the vagaries of the Indianapolis weather system that's going on right now.
I like that word, vagaries.
So is Mike on the air just vamping and filling time at the moment?
Very good. All right, let's take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on The Rich Eisen Show. Back here on our terrestrial radio outfit with the rest of the Rich Eisen Show, Peacock and Sirius XM and Odyssey family. We just showed a video of Ray Liotta appearing in 2015 on this show. Mm-hmm. And he was here to promote a movie that he made with the actor Chris McDonald, who many people might be familiar currently. He's in the TV show Hacks. And he, as we also know, is Mr. Shooter McGavin himself. So he came one day, Chris McDonald, to promote the same thing that Ray Liotta was coming to promote as well. And both of them were available on the same day. And we were also early on in our existence here on this campus, less than a year, right? And back when we started, the folks who were running the show and in charge of the show, despite launching a show like this one, fully aware that this was a celebrity element to this program, weren't terribly into the idea all of a sudden to have multiple celebrities on the same day, which we'll do now if it works out. So what we told Ray Liotta is you come towards the end of our show live and then stick around. We will tape you afterwards and play it back the next day because we didn't want to have two celebrities promoting the same thing on the same show that
exactly.
day. But Ray saw that Chris McDonald was here live on our program, and he was back in our green room where I was so excited to have him because I had this Goodfellas poster that I got at a charity auction, live, you know, silent auction years ago at some golf tournament, autographed by Ray Liotta, Martin Scorsese, Joe Pesci, and Robert De Niro. And I was so excited that he was back there to seeing that poster, one of the first things he's seeing. And McDonald is sitting here, and we're about to go live, and who strolls out of our green room and around the corner but Ray Liotta?
You know, literally in the break.
Like 60 seconds till we're back live.
Right.
And he can't be seen because, you know, he's going to be on the air the next day. And we ran it back as if he was here.
Sure.
It's part of the magic of television. And I remember, you know, seeing him and I wanted to talk to him. I was so excited he was here. But I also couldn't talk to him because he had to get the hell off of the stage.
Right. Couldn't be seen.
And he wanted to say hi to Chris McDonald. I hadn't seen Ray Liotta since they shot it. And and you know, their movie together, and they're hugging it out, and we got to get him off the set. And he's finally beginning to leave the set as we're like 15 seconds to air, and they're counting down 10, 9. He's leaving, and I could still see him standing there in that part of the hallway. He turns around and goes, oh, by the way, Rich, that Goodfellas poster, it's an effing Fugazi. And I'm like, what?
What? Three, two, one.
And we're back with Chris McDonald. And my head's spinning. Like, what does he mean by that? Like, I'm so excited for him to see this poster. What do you mean it's a Fugazi? And sure enough, when he came out for his segment, he pointed out that his autograph on it was fake. And I think what ended up happening is it was an autographed movie poster of Goodfellas by Scorsese, because it looks like Scorsese's signature. And some a-hole forged the other three.
Yeah, like,
and sold it.
Looked online and was like, oh, I'll just like do it close. And
right.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what happened.
It seems most likely.
Because we have an autographed boxing glove with De Niro on it, and it doesn't look like the one I have in the back.
And we know that one's real.
Yes, right.
Right. So
that's an incredible, you know, appearance of Ray Liotta's here in the Rich Eisen Show. So that's the way I set up TJ's big ass grab bag here the day after Ray Liotta's passing here on the Rich Eisen Show. The floor is yours, sir, TJ Jefferson.
All right.
Go for it.
Kaboom. I guess who stepped in the room. Fellas, this Ray Liotta news just got us all shook, as we all were, you know, big fans of the man and his work. So I want to dedicate this top five to Ray Liotta. So I dug in the big ass grab bag and I pulled out TJ's top five favorite Ray Liotta performances.
Outstanding.
All right. Now coming in at number five. You guys ever see the movie Something Wild?
Of course.
Okay, a lot of people haven't. It was an early, I think it was a late 80s film, but it was Melanie Griffith and Jeff Daniels were starring, and Melanie Griffith is this free spirit woman who kind of kidnaps Jeff Daniels' yuppie character, and they go on a road trip, right? And then that's where Liotta comes in. He's Ray Sinclair. He's her ex-husband, who's also an ex-convict. And
Bad dude.
Nuts, and he shows up to make their lives hell. And this guy was so intense and so unbelievably scary. And just unbelievably, but believably, I should say, scary as Ray. And that was, I think, our first kind of like introduction to Ray Liotta and the type of characters that he could play. And so Something Wild with Melanie Griffith and Jeff Daniels and Ray. Coming at number four, you know, when this movie came out, I just kind of remember it wasn't like really critically acclaimed, right? It didn't, I don't know if it did well at the box office, whatever, but Sylvester Stallone put together a hell of an ensemble for this movie. You're talking Stallone, you have Harvey Keitel, you have De Niro, Robert Patrick, Peter Berg, Michael Rapaport.
Was Bruce Willis in it too?
Bruce Willis was not in this, but okay. It's Copland. If you remember Copland, it was about a small town in New Jersey that pretty much a bunch of New York City cops lived in, and then corruption happened. The mob got involved. And, you know, Liotta plays a cop who you weren't really sure if you could trust this guy until the very end of the movie. You didn't know which way he would lean, but he was just a great performance by him. He played Gary Figgis. And I just watched this movie on Monday, as a matter of fact.
No kidding.
Yeah, just randomly. I hadn't watched Copland in years, and it was on, and I watched it.
Is that why you didn't text me back?
Yeah, well, that was just, I was ignoring you, but that was okay. Beside the point. So Copland coming at number four. And number three, there's a movie, and you know, this is one of these like mid-90s movies that I used to watch on VHS because I was a big fan of Madeline Stowe, and this is Unlawful Entry. If you've ever seen Unlawful Entry, this is Kurt Russell, Madeline Stowe. They're a married couple, right? And they're victims of a home invasion. Now, Ray Liotta comes. He plays Officer Pete Davis. He's a decorated but corrupt cop who becomes obsessed with Madeline Stowe's character. And I kind of understand that because, you know, Madeline Stowe. I get it. You know, again, Ray Liotta is very menacing, right? But he has this endearing charm about him when he's, you know, even when he's doing horrible things, you're kind of like, okay, I can... don't hate this guy, but he's a bad dude, not someone to be played with, and he was perfect for this role in Unlawful Entry. Coming at number two, I'll just say this, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, buddy.
Field of Dreams, man, and this is the movie he had the least amount of screen time in, but this movie means so much to so many people. it's just almost a perfect film, and you know, the father-son thing, and then Shoeless Joe coming out of the cornfield. And Kevin Costner.
They all still hate Ty Cobb. Yeah. I mean, that's funny.
And then Kevin Costner's tweet yesterday about Ray Liotta and how God gave him that stunt where Ray almost hits Ray in the movie with the baseball, man. It's just Field of Dreams is just an amazing movie, and I know that it has meaning for a whole lot of people. And then coming at number one, I mean,
the one and only,
as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Nice.
Henry Hill, Goodfellas. You know, the thing about Goodfellas, I never saw Goodfellas until I got to college. And I remember I had a political science class, and for 2 weeks, our teacher just railed against this movie. It's violence, the way it depicted Italian Americans. And after the second week of him, like, kind of knocking this movie, you know what three of us did? We walked right to the video store on Forbes Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh, and we rented Goodfellas. And I'm telling you what, I mean, I know Godfather and Godfather 2 have, you know, the highest acclaim, but this might be the perfect mob movie.
Well, you never thought that there could be another movie that is equated with it.
Yeah, that you would put on that level. Correct. Yeah, and you know, nice neighborhood kid transforms into a power player for the mob. You know, my favorite Joe Pesci line in there, just, how you doing, Hendry? Remember how he would call him Hendry? Like, I don't know, man. We all love Goodfellas, and, you know, it's kind of weird to talk about Ray Liotta that he's gone, but those are TJ's top five favorite Ray Liotta performances, and as always, you know, wondering what yours are.
Well done, sir. Well done. Well done. I don't think you can argue with that at all.
But people will, though.
If I had to argue with anything, I would swap 3 and 5. I'd put Something Wild at 3.
Yeah.
And what'd you have at 5 again?
I had Something Wild at 5. I had Copland at 4 and Unlawful Entry.
Yeah, Unlawful Entry, I would swap that in Something Wild. But then again, it's your big-ass grab bag and your affixation with Madeline Stowe, which is totally understood. Seal Award is in that same world as well.
Yeah.
While we're being creepy.
Yeah. And I was still Linda Fiorentino in there, too.
Mike Williams coming up. That's true. That's true.
So I was watching Vision Quest the other day.
Seal Award the Fugitive.
Seal Award the Fugitive. That's right.
Dr. Kimball's
life. And, you know, he was so good, like, there are other movies. Like, there's a movie called Observe and Report. It's a Seth Rogen movie. Not a lot of people saw it. It's really out there. He was great as a cop in that. And Narc with Jason Patrick.
Great movie.
Narc probably should be on this list. I just haven't watched Narc as much as I've watched these other ones. But, you know, in all honesty, if you wanted to put Narc in there, I don't think anyone could argue with you.
So what, you said you watched Copland Monday.
Yeah.
Because we flew to New York Monday.
I'm sorry, Sunday. Not
okay.
Monday. Yeah, Sunday.
No, because we're wondering, like, where, like, why? Because you were the only one. You were the only one who didn't come with us from the show to the airport.
I'm sorry,
you
Sunday,
went home first, and we're like, why is TJ going home?
I had to watch
Did
Copland.
You watch the end of Copland?
No, I left my car at the crib. You know, I took a shower before we flew. You know,
we were all taken under over whether
you were going to make it.
You're going to make it.
I live 10 minutes from the airport.
I know, but you go home, you get comfortable, you
never
fall
know.
Asleep suddenly.
No,
it's like,
just you never know. I
like
mean,
3 o'clock.
And all of a sudden,
oh, yeah, I mean, trust
you think,
me.
You think, oh, I've got it. I've got this. No, and then all of a sudden, there's some 5-car pileup out there on Sepulveda, and you're screwed.
Yeah. No, trust me. I've cut more flights closer.
Dude,
I live closer than I ever did before.
We almost didn't make our flight on in New York on Wednesday.
Coming back?
Yeah, because Zan was flying back with us. Susie went back and forth on the Delta app with somebody saying he's checked in. It's all set. We get there because the got crushed by the Van Wyck and everything else. Mm-hmm. The ride from New York City took a half hour longer, and we showed up, and they said, yeah, Zan, your son isn't checked in.
So you have to put them in overhead?
And then, you know, security took longer for various reasons. I took Zan's bag for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just you guys go. I took Zan's bag for him. He left his vitamin water in the bag.
Oh,
so that got pushed to the side. And then the guy, the TSA guy
what
was just
like
I just screamed for the TSA guy. I'm like, would you mind checking that bag, please? Because I'm late for my plane. And the guy gave me this look. You know, it's JFK.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it. He gets to it, and he says to me, you know, if we're going to be late for our plane the next time, maybe we shouldn't put this in there. And he pulled out the vitamin water. I'm like, noted.
Like,
and then I ran like crazy to get there. That was my workout Wednesday.
I got a pat down at JFK.
Me too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So did Felly, apparently.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.